Chapter 1. Early Spring, 1812. It is a truth universally acknowledged that wherever men in red coats gather, foolish young women follow. The militia regiment had arrived in Meryton a week ago, and it was high time for them to be introduced to the community. The mayor, Sir William Lucas, well known among his neighbours for his love of good society and a good meal, liked nothing better than to make introductions. His parlour provided the ideal location for the officers to make a good impression. Lydia bounced and chattered more than usual during the ride to Lucas Lodge, a difficult thing to accomplish with all six Bennet ladies squeezed into the coach at once. Elizabeth had offered to walk and allow them additional space.
"No, Lizzie, I do not want you seen arriving on foot. Besides, your petticoats would be 6 inches deep in mud by the time you arrived. I insist you ride with the rest of your sisters," Mrs. Bennet finished with a flourish that meant the discussion was indeed over.
When the coachman finally handed her out of the carriage, Elizabeth hid her sigh of relief in a discreet ladylike cough. Mama shepherded Kitty and Lydia ahead of her, and scolded them for being so long at their dressing tables that the carvers had arrived before them. Jane and Mary followed at a less anxious pace. Elizabeth lagged behind and shook out her skirts, more to enjoy a brief moment of silence than to repair the state of her gown. Mr. Bennet dismounted his horse and passed the reins to the driver.
"Perhaps you ought to offer to ride Bessie next time. You would escape the carriage, and your petticoats would remain clean."
He straightened his top hat and offered her his arm. "I hardly believe Mama considers the smell of horse more fashionable than muddy skirts." She took his elbow and leaned her head on his shoulder. He patted her hand.
"If you say so, dear."
The modest parlour of Lucas Lodge, papered and painted in the style of years gone by, brimmed with guests. Sir William stood at the centre of the room, his welcoming voice and laugh, both a fuzzy basso profundo rumble, filled the air. Young ladies surrounded him, Kitty, Lydia, his youngest daughter Maria, and the fashionably dressed Carver sisters, Martha and Rachel.
"I dare say this will be a memorable season for Lydia," Mr. Bennet turned to Elizabeth with a raised eyebrow. "First, the Carvers take Netherfield."
The corner of his lips rose ever so slightly.
"I never thought to encounter another girl as silly as your youngest sister. And lo, not one but two move into the neighbourhood. Now the regiment camps among us. Any more excitement, and she will be in danger of apoplexy."
A wry smile crept over Elizabeth's face. "Mama appears quite content. I dare say Lydia shall be able to bear it as well." Her brow quirked, and her eyes flickered toward Mama in the far corner of the room, deep in conference with Lady Lucas and Aunt Phillips.
"You should go on. Have your share of introductions while I partake of Sir William's library. He recently received a new collection that I am most anxious to examine."
He winked and walked away. She scanned the room. Mary stood near the pianoforte and talked with Mr. Pierce, the hawk-nosed curate whose velvet voice left young ladies sighing. Her eyes glittered, adding volume to her quiet smile. Mary pulled her hair back a bit too tight and wore her collars a bit too high for most young men to pay attention to her. Only rarely did gentlemen take the time to speak with her. Mr. Pierce's popularity ensured others would soon interrupt, so Elizabeth sought other company. Jane and Charlotte waved her over. She edged her way around the parlour.
"I thought I would not be able to make it across the room." Elizabeth sidled in close to Jane and Charlotte to clear the way for a scurrying maid.
"Sir William has outdone himself tonight."
"You there, mind your step."
Mr. Carver jumped aside. The punch glasses he carried in either hand nearly spilled. Elizabeth cringed. Mr. Carver's nasal voice raised the hairs on the back of her neck. He moved like a portly heron, head bobbing forward and back, feet lifting a mite too high as he walked.
"Here."
He pushed a cup at Jane's shoulder. Jane blanched a bit and screwed her eyes shut. She blinked several times and turned to him with a paper-thin smile. "Thank you."
"I detest clumsy servants," he mumbled into his cup. "Gah, this is too sweet."
He smacked his lips. I will inform my mother, sir, Charlotte nodded amiably, but a tiny V-shaped crease deepened between her eyes.